This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the India-Cyprus partnership as one firmly rooted in shared democratic values and the rule of law. He said, "The friendship between the two countries is not shaped by circumstances or confined by borders. It has stood the test of time." Mr. Modi stated this while addressing media with Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia today, following delegation-level talks. He noted that Cyprus's Vision 2035 and India's Viksit Bharat 2047 have much in common, and a roadmap will be created to shape the future of the partnership over the next 5 years. The Prime Minister also thanked Cyprus for its support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism and announced plans to develop a real-time information exchange mechanism between both the countries.
आतंकवाद, ड्रग्स और आर्म्स की तस्करी की रोकथाम के लिए हमारी एजेंसीज के बीच रियल टाइम इंफॉर्मेशन एक्सचेंज का मैकेनिज्म तैयार किया जाएगा। हम दोनों सहमत है कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत पोटेंशियल है।
During the delegation level talks, the two leaders held wide-ranging discussions covering the full spectrum of India-Cyprus relations. Cyprus reiterated its support for the enhancement of the representative character of the United Nations Security Council expansion, with India as a permanent member in an expanded UNSC. Earlier, Mr. Modi held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulides, during which the Cypriot president conferred upon him the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honour of the Republic of Cyprus. Later, in a joint declaration, two leaders agreed to deepen defence and security cooperation, including through collaboration between their respective defence industries, with a special focus on cybersecurity and emerging technologies. After successfully concluding his visit to Cyprus, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a visit to Kananaskis, Canada. During the two-day visit, at the invitation of the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will participate in the G7 summit and also hold bilateral meetings. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India is moving towards becoming a global leader in the field of disaster management. Addressing the annual conference of relief commissioners and disaster response forces of states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that India has achieved a great deal in the development of early warning systems. He said by providing accurate forecasting and early warnings, society has been made aware and successfully engaged in relief and rescue operations. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash was held in New Delhi today. The committee was chaired by the Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee, including Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from Home Ministry, officials of Home Department and State Disaster Response Authority of Gujarat, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad, Director General of Inspection and Safety in the Indian Air Force and Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security also attended the meeting. The panel will submit its report within 3 months, which is expected to focus on formulating standard operating procedures for preventing such occurrences in the future. Iran is planning to withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty amid intensifying conflict with Israel. President Masoud Pezeshkian said Iran's parliament is drafting legislation to leave the nuclear treaty. The president reiterated Tehran's stance that it has no plans to develop nuclear weapons and underscored that Iran's nuclear activities remain focused on peaceful energy and research, aligning with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's long-standing religious edict against weapons of mass destruction. The International Cricket Council today announced the full schedule for the 2025 ICC Women's ODI World Cup, set to be played from 30th September to 2nd of November in India and Sri Lanka. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch tomorrow. Parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Odisha and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD further predicted thunder squalls and gusty winds in places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow. That is the end of this news bulletin.